Repost before you delete. Let's get into it. Hi, everybody. It's Fuzzy. Welcome to the AIP Content Creator Podcast. All right, today we're going to talk about repost before you delete. Okay, this is a really small screen, but I wanted to show you this real quick. Okay, so I posted these back in July, and you can see that on the seventh month. Now, yeah, these products I made really quick with my phone. I never made a thumbnail or nothing, and they're not getting any views. So what I'm going to do is redo those videos and repost them, okay? Make good content videos and then repost them. Now, the reason I say repost before you delete is because if you make a new video and they deny it or reject it, at least you got these videos as backups if they reject the new videos. As soon as your new videos are published, boom, go in here and delete these ones. Get them out of here. They're not getting any views. Maybe, you know, you posted it in a product page that didn't allow, you know, videos or didn't have carousels or so on and so forth. And you can, if you did everything up to this point in the episodes that I've already done, you'll know what I'm talking about. Okay. So just to clarify, repost your new videos before you delete the old ones. Okay. Anyways, how I learned this is I was in a situation like right here on the screen. So I deleted these videos. I'm going, oh, no views, no this, no that. Delete, delete, delete. I think I just did one. I'm just saying stuff. But anyway, I reposted the video, the same video. They rejected it. Okay, I'm going, well, why? Why would they reject that when they've already approved it once or published it once? So that's how I learned to repost before you delete. Hopefully you reposted a better video now because they want better content. So that's what I'm going to do with these products that I'm looking at right now. I'm not showing you that, but yeah. So, all right, you guys, subscribe, like, notifications, boom, let's get on it. Next one coming up.